Let's check sports this morning on The Breakfast Club on Thanksgiving morning. Now, you know, I know certain things have to be brought up. I know that it's good intentions to challenge somebody if they're a racist or whatever. But is it good intentions to take somebody who 20 years ago, 25 years ago, 30 years ago, acted a certain way at a certain time, and then find a photo, bring it up, and try to punish them? We were all different people back then. It was a different society back then. I'm not saying that we shouldn't go after people who did crimes, but there were a whole lot of people who had racist tendencies back then, still are right now. And our society at the time didn't really shut them down. Is it fair to go back 25, 30 years? Well, that's happened now. A resurfaced photo shows a very young Jerry Jones with students trying to keep Arkansas schools segregated. You know how old Jerry Jones was in this picture? 14. 14. I'm sure we all did stupid things at 14 that we regret today. 14. So somebody brings up the picture. And it says, wow, so Cowboys owner Jerry Jones was one of the bullies trying to stop his black classmates from desegregating Central High in Little Rock in 1957. 14 years old. It's a horrible thing, but he was 14 years old. Well, anyway, and I'm no big defender of Jerry Jones, but, you know, there has to be some reason. You judge a person by his entire life or her entire life, including the misdeeds that we all have, and you hope in the end that the book that is written about you by whoever writes it comes to a conclusion of growth, making mistakes but atoning for them. Not just finding out what you did at 14 years of age and bringing it up now, 60 years later. Anyway. Let's take a look at some of the games that took place yesterday in the NBA. I don't know if we had any of the local teams play. Yeah, the Nets beat the Raptors 112-98, 112-98 yesterday. And that, I think, was let's see here. Oh, the Celtics did play. The Celtics beat the Mavericks 125-112. Of course, coming up today, there are no games. Now, tomorrow, the Nets take on the Pacers. The Knicks take on the Trailblazers. That's tomorrow. And the Celtics take on the Kings. Let's take a look at the National Hockey League from yesterday and see if any of the locals played. The Islanders beat the Oilers 3-0. The Ducks beat the Rangers 3-2. Coming up tomorrow in the National Hockey League, the Islanders take on the Blue Jackets. The Devils take on the Sabres. The Bruins don't play tomorrow. On Saturday, the Rangers take on the Oilers. The Devils take on the Capitals. The Islanders take on the Flyers. Next time the Bruins play, it appears, is until Monday. Is that really possible? Wow. Well, anyways, that is a look at hockey. All right, let's take a look at NCAA basketball. The top teams. Number 10, Oregon. Oh, we're at football first. There were some games last night. Pardon me. Number 10, Oregon downed Utah, 20-17. Come on here. I'll switch over to NCAA basketball, not football. Don't know why I brought up football. All right, men's basketball, number 10, UCLA over Pepperdine, 100-53. Number 9, Arkansas over San Diego State, 78-74. Auburn defeated Northwestern, 43-42. Number 22, Tennessee over Butler, 71-45. Number 11, Indiana over Little Rock, 87-68. And number 14, Arizona over Creighton, 81-79. I don't see the UConn Huskies down here as of playing, but then again, they play today. The UConn men play Oregon today at 8 p.m. By the way, UConn men are ranked 20th. In NCAA women's basketball, I'm looking to see if the UConn women played yesterday. And they did not. We'll see if they play today. No. See if they play tomorrow. Yes. Number 3, Connecticut takes on Duke tomorrow. The women at 6 p.m. Is that right? It's all right. Any news out of baseball? Hunter Renfro discussed being traded to the Angels and how he wants to help that team in 2023. Nothing new with the judge situation. There are rumors, nothing but rumors, in Major League Baseball. The Giants made their pitch to Aaron Judge. That included Seth Curry. The Rangers are looking to go after Rodon. The Mets are expected to try to land an ace for their pitching. The Rockies interested in Bellinger. So there's a lot of activity going on in Major League Baseball right now. And taking a look at the NFL schedule, because we have football today. At 12:30, the Bills take on the Lions. At 4:30 today, the Giants at the Cowboys. That has a chance to be a rough one. I don't know if I'll watch that one. And then tonight at 8:20, the Patriots take on the Vikings. All right, so that's the football that goes on today. And that happens to be a check on sports this morning on The Breakfast Club.